Now to our final batch of stories, which includes bus services resuming across Norwich and Norfolk, a crisp factory blaze, and a DJ gets dancing back on his local streets. But first, lifeguards return as visitors flock to our beaches.
Lifeguards have made a welcome return to one North Norfolk beach as hundreds of people have been flocking to the coast. Sea Pauling was the first Norfolk beach to see the return of RNLI lifeguards. And thanks to clear blue skies and temperatures of up to 21 degrees, many people headed there to sunbathe and take to the water between the lifeguards' yellow and red safety flags. But although there has been a slight easing of lockdown measures, the RNLI has reminded people to take care and stay socially distant from others. Darren Lewis, RNLI Life Saving Manager, said, "Our lifeguards have a vital role in making sure visitors to the beach are aware of their surroundings, the potential dangers at the beach, and providing a life-saving rescue service should anyone get into trouble." Nationally, the Coast Guard was called to more than 160 incidents on one day. The Coast Guard urged visitors to coastal areas not to take risks. A spokesman said, "Many people have flocked to coastal hotspots, beaches and the sea throughout the UK to enjoy the glorious weather. But not everyone is following our safety messages, and some people are taking unnecessary and dangerous risks which have led to a high number of incidents."
Five people, including a child, were rescued after getting lost on marshes off the Norfolk coast late at night. The Coast Guard rescue teams from Wells and Hunstanton joined Norfolk Police in the search for the four adults and child on Morstan salt marshes. They were eventually found and were escorted off the marshes to Blakeney Harbour. Chris Hardy, Wells Lifeboat Operations Manager, said, "We launched the inshore lifeboat, ILB, on the incoming tide and proceeded towards Blakeney, and police put up a drone. One of our crew had a thermal imaging camera and the group was located near Morstan Channel. The drone hovered overhead, guiding the Coast Guard team in. We got within a couple of hundred yards of them, but there was no water in the creek, so they were okay." Mr. Hardy said the group had been on the marshes for four, five or six hours. He added, "The Coast Guard ascertained they were able to walk off the marshes guided by them and make sure they left the scene all okay. It's concerning that people were on the marshes in the dark. They were very fortunate that they could call 999 and give an approximate position of where they were." Mr. Hardy said the incident should serve as a warning to others. He said, "All I can say is pay attention to the ideal information and be aware of local knowledge. Make sure you've got a plan to retrace your steps before the tide comes in. It's common sense to people who live on the coast, but clearly, with a lot of people wanting to be out exercising and getting a bit of freedom from the lockdown, common sense is in short supply." The rescue came just a few days after a group of 19 people became stranded on Skolt Head Island and had to be helped off.
Fire teams from across East Anglia worked through the night to bring a major fire in the Fens fully under control. Four crews, the aerial appliance and a high-volume pump remained at Corker's Crisps factory at Pymore near Ely, where the fire broke out. Paul Clark, group commander from Cambridgeshire Fire and Rescue, said, "It was a very serious fire involving industrial units where crisps are manufactured." He said, "There were a lot of hazards to contend with. It was a rapidly developing fire." At its peak, 60 firefighters from across Cambridgeshire, Norfolk and Suffolk were deployed, working in very hard conditions. It was a very hot day. Mr. Clark said, "We have managed by our quick intervention to save some of the industrial units, and I must commend the crews." Some of our other additional issues have been high winds, which has had an impact on how we deal with the fire, but also with so many firefighters on the scene, understanding the current risk of COVID has also been a major challenge for us. So we've made sure we've recognised that too. Caucus Crisps is one of Cambridgeshire's best loved and most community spirited companies. The company celebrated its 12th birthday last year with a visit from HRH the Princess Royal, a visit described by company founder Ross Taylor as his best day ever. Caucus Crisps has been at the centre of community efforts during the coronavirus pandemic, providing free potatoes to local villagers. And on Thursday night, it sent vehicles to join the NHS Truckers Convoy from Chatteris to Peterborough to celebrate the NHS heroes.
A new national campaign created in Norfolk aims to keep people across generations connected during coronavirus by discussing memories about days gone by. Archive recordings from the Norfolk Record Office of people sharing memories of playing games in the 1940s were used to launch the nationwide campaign. History Begins at Home, led by Norfolk County Council's Archive Service, aims to get families and friends across the generations to connect with each other during the coronavirus. It looks to encourage people who may be finding isolation tough to have conversations about their backgrounds and memories. Gary Tewson, County Archivist at Norfolk Record Office and campaign lead at History Begins at Home, said COVID-19 has created all sorts of challenges such as separation, isolation and hardship. It's also highlighted some of our incredible positives, like our resilience, the power of community and the desire to help one another. History Begins at Home is the perfect antidote during this period. It's a fun way to pass some time together on the phone, via FaceTime, Zoom, WhatsApp, or other apps. It will also help participants take small steps to reignite conversations with their families about the past. Each week it will focus on a different theme about the past, such as toys and games, food, precious things and memories. Photographs of car rallies in Norwich, Cromer Carnival and a Great Yarmouth Bingo Hall are among images used to trigger memories and discussions. There are ideas for activities relating to themes along with quizzes and challenges. The campaign also encourages people to share what they've found out and done via the Facebook page at www.facebook.com/historybeginsathome and the Twitter account at twitter.com/beginshistory.
More buses will be on the county's roads as First Norfolk and Suffolk reintroduces services across its network. First Norfolk and Suffolk has announced that it will be increasing the number of buses across its network in order to meet growing demand as more people return to work and need to travel. As well as updating its operating times, First has introduced a number of measures to keep passengers safe. These include limiting the number of people allowed on a bus, banning standing on buses, and blocking off certain seats to ensure social distancing is possible. Buses will also display capacity signs, and if a bus has reached its reduced capacity, will not stop until someone needs to get off. On the Norwich network, the pink, green, orange, blue and yellow lines will run every 15 minutes Monday to Friday. The pink line will go direct along Wroxham Road to and from Sprowston Tesco. Falcombe Road, west and Lineker Avenue will not be served. On the orange line, all routes will operate as either 21 or 22 services, and on the blue line all 25 and 26 bus routes will extend to the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital. Normal routes have been restored on the green, blue and yellow lines. The turquoise and charcoal lines will run every 30 minutes, while the red and purple lines will operate every 10 minutes. Outside Norwich, the coastal clipper service will run every 30 minutes, Monday to Friday, with Tessera Park served daily. The 11 and 12 will run every 15 minutes. To ensure the safety of all passengers, First is asking people to wash their hands before and after travelling, avoid eating or drinking on buses, wear a face covering while travelling and sit away from other people. Windows will also be kept open to maintain ventilation. Passengers are also being asked to avoid paying by cash, use contactless or download the First Bus app instead. For full details of First's new COVID-19 timetables and measures, visit www.firstgroup.com/norfolksuffolk/news-and-service-updates/coronavirus.covid19-service-information.
A Norwich DJ whose efforts to get people to dance on their doorstep during the lockdown look to have been muted by complaints, has returned to his decks after a compromise was struck. Mick Laney, who runs Starstruck Roadshow, has been performing an hour-long music set on Sunday nights outside his home in Thorpe Marriott. But following a few complaints, Mr. Laney was told by Broadland District Council that the Dance on Your Doorstep event should stop. However, that triggered a petition organised by fellow Thorpe Marriott resident Mark Blundell calling for the event to be allowed to continue. It was signed by almost 400 people, and a compromise was reached which allowed the event to continue, albeit at an earlier time and on a different day. And at 4 p.m. on Saturday, May the 30th, Mr. Laney returned to action with fans lapping up his tunes and dancing in the streets while socially distancing. Others tuned in to see him spin the hits on his live Facebook feed. Mr. Laney thanked those who had signed the petition supporting his efforts to keep spirits up at a time when people are isolated. The return of Dance on Your Doorstep was welcomed by many on the Thorpe Marriott community page on Facebook, with posts in support of Mr. Laney's event. Caroline Wilson-Reed posted, "Thank you for the fantastic music. Have danced in the kitchen while preparing food." Dawn Preen wrote, "Thanks for the music. Have been dancing in the garden. Thanks for my birthday shout out." Julia Martin thanked Mr. Laney for bringing smiles to a lot of people's faces.